The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Don't go around tonight, but if you finally take your life, there's a bad moon on the right.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is another day, another time, Tuesday, December 30th, episode 1816. And only 2 days until we get rid of 2025 and we go to 2026.
2026 will hold the 2000th episode of The Wake Up Crew.
Wow.
That'll be a big one. I think we need to do something big for 2000.
I do too. What do you got in mind?
And the 250th birthday of our nation.
I do have a... Oh, that's true. I have a crazy idea.
Oh, Lord.
I have a crazy idea.
We're going to have a parade?
We do... No, that'll be next year.
Oh.
We do the first ever radio show from a car. We just do the whole thing driving around. We can stop and get some drive-through.
Yeah, talk to people at the drive-through.
I just pull through, like, people on the street, talk to them. We're on the radio. What do you have to say? I think that would be hilarious.
I don't know that we have... I have been on the air in my car.
But not a show.
But we did it on a plane.
Yeah, I was there for that.
I don't think you were.
There's a picture of me in the plane.
No, that's not
a different show you did from a plane.
Well, I mean, we were actually on the air.
This was a Rutherford Issues episode from the B-17 bomber jet.
I know, we taped that, but we got into a jet at the Smyrna Airport, and we're talking, we're going along, we lift off, and then poof, it was gone.
I've even, go ahead.
And then what they had to do was try to bring us down in altitude in order to catch cell phone towers because we were above them.
Right.
And it was so bumpy and turbulent. By the time we landed, everybody on the plane, the Smyrna mayor was on the plane, Mike Sparks, we were all like green gilled. We were about ready to throw up when it finally landed.
We could do a car.
I have an even better idea.
Okay.
Since we like to do video now.
Uh-huh.
You have the camera in your hand. Brian will have a microphone and he'll talk. It's got to be wireless.
Uh-huh.
And you get two parachutes and we have you to skydive out of a plane. Now, if you don't want to talk, Brian, I can do the talking from the plane and I'll look down and see you guys making your, you know, interest to the ground. Uh-huh. And you could tape that and see Brian's look on his face the whole time.
I'm not getting on a plane.
He hates flying.
Unless I have to.
Well, that brings up bad news about Greg Biffle, the NASCAR guy and his family. I wouldn't get on a single engine plane or anything like that, any small plane at all, ever.
Well, yeah, I don't.
That's so sad. That's a sad thing.
What if we did it from a boat?
A boat?
Radio show from a boat. Our 2000th episode.
I've done that.
Of course you have.
We did it on Percy Priest with
Mike Sparks?
Mike Hollingshead.
Oh,
Yeah, Sparks was there. And the sound effect was a microphone hanging over the edge where you could hear the water lapping against the boat.
So what were you out there? Why were you out there? What were you doing?
To do a show.
Oh, you just did a show. You talked to Mike Hollingshead?
We were sitting on his boat.
Wow.
Middle of Percy Priest.
He used to push the envelope a lot more.
Oh, I guess so. Well, he was younger.
He was a young man back in those days.
Yeah.
Well, when was that? 2007, 2008? There's a video of it on YouTube.
I'd like to see Brian on a horse.
Oh, did he used to ride a horse. From a horse.
Yeah, he used to ride a horse.
Do you think if you got on a horse right now, it would kill you? Like, do you think it would kill you to ride a horse at this stage of your life?
I think that's why I have back problems, that and my wife. But,
okay, I mean, you put the horse and your wife in the same sentence. So you kind of want to clarify that?
No, not really.
Oh. You did fall off that horse and break your butt.
I have broken my tailbone twice, yes.
Oh, wow.
Once on the corner of a waterbed, and the other clotheslined off of a horse.
I broke my butt.
I've never broken my butt.
Playing basketball my 8th grade year. I missed 3 games because of it.
There's no cast.
It's a miracle I never broke my butt.
And it takes forever to heal.
It does. It's awful. But, I mean, I could ride a horse. I mean, it's like riding a bike. I could ride a horse.
Right.
Would you get a big cowboy hat?
I was
hat?
Just wondering, like, getting on it, getting off of it, and riding it, if it would just send your body into such shock that you would die.
I don't think like, so. It may send the horse into shock. Like,
those legs going over that saddle might be a lot different than it was back in the day.
I'm sure.
Well, we've got it off to a rousing start this morning.
A great start.
Got a lot of things to talk about.
Are we out of time?
It's Taco Tuesday, by the way.
No, not yet. Don't spoil it.
You do that at the end of the show.
Oh, I wished it was.
17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 23. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, sunny with highs warming into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 26.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Rutherford County's Chief of Staff, Eric Hennessy, has a history of helping those in need. He's been honored with awards recognizing his pro bono legal assistance to those in need. In addition, his involvement in mission trips, service on both Main Street as well as the Discovery Center's boards, demonstrates a pattern of volunteer service to this community. Thank you, Eric Hennessy.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
At the Monday night football game in Atlanta, the Falcons, who were 6-9, upset the LA Rams 27-24 on a 51-yard field goal with under 30 seconds to go. The Rams had trailed 21-0 at the half. Bijan Robinson in victory, 22 carries, 195 yards rushing, including a 93-yard TD run before halftime. He had a touchdown reception as well. The Chargers will rest quarterback Justin Herbert this Sunday at Denver. The Broncos will clinch the AFC's number one seed for the playoffs with a victory this weekend. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will play in their season finale against the Browns. Dallas will start quarterback Dak Prescott again Sunday at the Giants. Notre Dame coach Marcus Freeman is staying with an enhanced contract, reportedly. In the NBA, Miami ripped Denver 147-123. Nuggets star Nikola Jokic left the game with a knee injury.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after, 6 o'clock? I guess that's right.
That's right.
Wake up, swing in, and drink happy at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Their lineup of coffee, tea, smoothies, and energy drinks. adds up to 20,000 plus flavor possibilities. 7 Brew Coffee, cultivating kindness one cup at a time, serving Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and expanding throughout Middle Tennessee. John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning. We can't talk about that word, you know, Brian, Dalton. You mean the Christmas word? We can't say Christmas.
Oh, no, not, apparently not.
No, it's after Christmas. We're done. Yeah. So, yeah. Because one person doesn't have much Christmas spirit.
I mean, listen, look, when Christmas is over, you have until New Year's to get it out of your system. That's my perspective. You know?
We talked about last week about black eyed peas. Do you eat black eyed peas at New Year's?
I don't. I don't mind. I like black eyed peas. I just don't really. I don't do the New Year's food.
I don't like them. I don't like the New Year's food. I've never been.
Hog jowl. You don't like hog jowl? I like hog jowl.
It's okay. It's just bacon. Thick bacon.
Yeah, well, it's hard and crunchy.
Thick bacon's good.
It's really good.
I like.
I don't like the fat.
I like greens a lot.
Do
I?
I like greens a lot. Turnip greens. I'm a big fan.
I'd rather have collard greens, but I don't really like either of them. You got some good vinegar to go in it, maybe.
You know, we need to put a list of the things Brian likes, maybe on a post-it note, and the things he hates on a...
In a phone book.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't like...
Come
New
on,
Year's
man.
Food.
Get with the program.
But remember, if he doesn't like it, no one's supposed to like it.
I don't care if you like it.
Yes, you do.
You can eat all the black-eyed peas you want.
He's a hard person to go to a restaurant with, really.
Kind of.
Because if it's something he doesn't like, and he doesn't like the restaurant... I mean, it's like...
When in the last 2 years have I picked the restaurant we eat at on Sundays?
I don't know. I always ask you to, and you never suggest a place.
No.
But I went to Emma's, and he just put a little here, a little there. Of course, he wasn't eating then, and he's still not. So, it's really a moot point.
You can tell when
it
you don't
like
something.
It was really good,
though.
Emma's was good. I'm taking you,
okay,
big boy.
Been. You know what? We haven't done our post-coaches show lunch since that first month.
Well, this is about a 30-minute drive, but hey.
Oh, well.
You know, we can do that on the grand finale.
I'll tell you what, the trip there would be worth it. I mean, their food was excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good. You'd love it.
Is it like country cooking?
Kind of. Yeah.
Got some good catfish?
They did.
It was excellent.
Yeah, they sure did.
I'm all in then.
No good neighbor today, but you can send in nominations. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day, or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
And you've got time to get your birthdays and anniversaries in. If you're celebrating here on this 30th of December, let us know. 615-893-1450.
You're about to go into New Year's resolutions. A lot of people are going to start eating better. Today is National Bacon Day. Eat as much as you want. Eat a pound.
Well, if you're on a protein, low-carb diet.
That's true.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Or have some hog jowl.
Hog jowl's good, too.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58, and in 60, he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation fire agents working with Huntingdon police have arrested a man in an arson case. A house fire broke out December 27th on Hawkins Lane. Investigators say evidence led to William Audrine Hollowell, now charged with arson. He was arrested December 29th and booked into the Carroll County Jail on a $50,000 bond. He's presumed innocent. Flu activity is on the rise across Tennessee, with cases typically peaking in January and February. State health officials urge residents to get the flu shot now if they haven't already. Health Commissioner John Dunn says the vaccine helps prevent severe illness and death. The flu shot is recommended for everyone 6 months and older, especially those most at risk. Vaccines are available at county health departments, clinics, and pharmacies statewide. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tennessee and Georgia are set to receive millions in new funding to strengthen rural health care. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced a $50 billion nationwide investment, with Tennessee expected to receive about $207 million and Georgia nearly $219 million. The funding will support rural hospitals, expand access to care, and address workforce shortages beginning in 2026. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. Good neighbor Vince coming up. And another check of the weather, our first look at traffic, just a few minutes. And let's not forget the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. That's about right before the CBS News at 7. Dalton, tell us a little bit about what you have today.
Some weird history facts. We started yesterday. We got some more.
And that was pretty weird.
It was weird, but it was good. It was good.
The guy lived 115 years.
110. And do you know how he died?
No.
He was hit by a drunk driver.
Really?
1972. That's what killed him. Isn't that crazy? Live that long, and that's how you go. Michael Jackson passed away fairly young. Michael Jackson was, he could have used an iPhone 3GS, which was the third iPhone. He could have used it for 6 days. It came out 6 days before he passed away.
Interesting.
Also interesting with that, the iPhone 3GS launch price was $99 in 2009, which is just crazy to me. But anyway. In 2028, the Los Angeles Olympics will be the first Summer Olympics held under a Republican U.S. president since 2008.
Well, yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
First one since 2008.
What is that now?
The 2028 Los Angeles Olympics will be the first Summer Olympics to be held under a Republican U.S. president since 2008.
Okay.
Just because of the way that the years fell. Let's see.
And we don't always host the Olympics either.
I don't think it's just American-hosted Olympics. Did it say that?
Los Angeles.
It's just the first Summer Olympics.
Oh, okay.
That are held while a Republican president is in office.
Ever?
Since 2008.
Oh, okay. The reason it's in America this year is because of the 250th.
Well,
that's why part of the reason why they chose.
The last Olympics, which were only 4 years ago, was during Biden's term in presidency, and then just the way they've fallen.
Yeah.
Anyway, Woody Harrelson is 3 years older than his character was. No, than Nicholas.
The bartender. The other guy.
He's 3 years older currently than the bartender was in his last appearance of Cheers. He is currently 3 years older than the bartender.
Well, he died young, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep. Let's see what we got here. Rosa Parks passed away in 2005, just a few hours before the launch of the online video game Club Penguin. So she was only a few hours away from being able to play Club Penguin. Weird history.
What is that?
It's like a game you play on the computer.
Mm.
It's like an online game. The last empress of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which collapsed in 1918, could have eaten chicken McNuggets from McDonald's. Because she passed away she passed away in 1989, the last empress of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the chicken McNuggets were launched in 1981.
Well, we'll come back with some of these in a few minutes. I wanted to. Do y'all ever see the internet where there? I was once 72. I died in 72, but I once was, and they go back. AI, I'm sure, and they take them back to, you know, when they were young, and it flash, and which is pretty neat. But they've gone a little too far, I think. Now, they have them. They go. She died at age 79, and you see her
falling back into a coffin.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think that's maybe
a little morbid?
Yeah, a little, maybe one step too far.
Some of those I've seen, you know, it's like you'll take a picture of a loved one and it animates it, and they're with you or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Those are kind of weird.
Yeah.
AI. I think a lot of that stuff is very weird.
AI.
I think the AI generated pictures here. This is my message to the listening audience right now. If you have an AI generated image of you posted on your Facebook, please, please, please delete it. We can all tell it's not you. You're not fooling anyone. You're not that skinny. That's all I have to say.
Whoa. The following statement is not necessarily to the views of WGNS Radio.
You know
or his anchor people next to him.
Yeah, you know what I think about that?
That's what you want to see? You just want to see a bunch of AI-generated profile pictures of people?
Well, I'm already seeing them anyway.
Yeah, I think they're bad. We can all tell. You're not fooling anyone.
It's time for Today in History. It's brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, don't forget now, tomorrow, we celebrate the deaths of people in our obituary edition of New Year's Eve.
Well, speaking of coffins.
It's a celebration. Live. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. And celebration of death, that's bad. But celebration of life. And there are a lot of names on this list. There's going to be a lot of names. And I don't know who to put in charge of that, but we're working on Dalton's going to do it. Okay.
That's who I pick.
Why'd you pick him? Why didn't you pick me?
You don't have anything to read it from.
He's got his phone.
Oh, well, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can pick yourself.
Not now. All right, here we go. 1967, the Beatles' Hello, Goodbye single goes number one and stays there for 3 weeks. That's in 1967.
You mm-hmm. say goodbye.
That's not a song that I'm supposed to play.
Oh, well, should have.
I know.
1968, Frank Sinatra first records My Way with lyrics were written by Paul Anka.
My way. Yes, there were times. I'm
sure. You sure made a lot of money, Paul Anka. 1980, The Wonderful World of Disney's last performance on NBC. When I was a kid, I never missed The Wonderful World of Disney. It came on at 6 o'clock. Davy Crockett, good stuff. 1981, That Girl, the single released by Stevie Wonder. It's the Billboard Song of the Year in 82. And in 2018, Patrick Mahomes becomes only the second quarterback in NFL history to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns during Kansas City's 35-3 win over the Oakland Raiders. That's going to do it for Today in History. More to come on the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows drop to 23. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, sunny with highs warming into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 26.
Good morning and steady for traffic coming down I-40 right now as you come through the Mount Juliet area. A little bit of radar scattered down I-40 in certain sections of Wilson County this morning. Same thing there in south of town down into Williamson County. They were hanging out earlier on 65 around 840. You're going to see a lot of radar over the next 24, 48 hours. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or big truck, call the professionals. STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, as WGNS begins its 79th year, let's check your Good Neighbor events. Maybe you got a new computer. The Rutherford County Library System offers free computer classes. check with their Technology Engagement Center for information about those free computer classes. Oh, do you want to learn more about local history? Drop by the One Room Ransom Schoolhouse Saturday between 9 in the morning and noon. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society will be there to share local history at the One Room Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street, and it's free. Turn back the calendar 163 years and walk through history at the Stones River National Battlefield. The actual battle was December 31st of 1862 through January the 2nd of 1863. Imagine what it was like all over Rutherford County 163 years ago. And you can walk through that history at the Stones River National Battlefield in Murfreesboro. It's free. And Happy New Year from WGNS.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
And welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. It is now 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And yesterday, I actually think Dalton bailed Brian out of the dad joke. It was not very good the first time around. It went from bad to good, though, after you used a little bit of your pirate accent.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Always happy to help.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so
here we go.
So the new rating system, for those who missed it, great, good, bad
terrible. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
What is a mouse's favorite game?
I don't know. What?
Hide and squeak.
Are you getting these from the book?
Yeah.
I am going to reluctantly go Did with you like terrible.
It? Oh. Yeah. I'll go bad.
Hide and squeak.
So we go with bad. We always go with the higher score.
You know, now he doesn't even care what he scores. Have you noticed that?
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Hide and squeak, squeak, squeak.
That was not a top-notch joke.
You sure you want to stick with bad?
If he does it one more time, I'm going to go to terrible. Yeah, watch it. See, I need to be quiet.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Okay, it's terrible. 641 on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has confirmed the U.S. hit a dock site in Venezuela, where they said boats were loaded with drugs. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
The president didn't say exactly where or when the strike happened, and neither has the Pentagon. He also declined to confirm reports the CIA carried out the strike.
The president has a warning for Iran following reports it is rebuilding its nuclear program.
If it's confirmed, look, they know the consequences. You know, consequences will be very powerful, maybe more powerful than the last time.
Trump says the last time the U.S. military obliterated several nuclear sites. Brian Cole makes his first court appearance today, answering to charges of placing two pipe bombs on Capitol Hill the night before the January 6th attack.
Prosecutors are arguing that he's confessed to this already during a multi-hour lengthy interview with FBI agents.
That's CBS's Scott McFarlane. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Rutherford County is once again facing a challenge, the urgent need for a new jail. County Mayor Joe Carr announced that beginning January 1st of 2026, the Tennessee Corrections Institute will require the county to complete a fully operational new jail within 5 years. The mandate, which includes planning, designing, constructing, and moving into the facility, comes as inmate populations once again strain existing capacity. Mayor Carr noted that county officials have already begun work on the $400 million project. Key figures involved include Finance Director Michael Smith, Commissioners Pettus Reed, Laura Davidson, Trey Gooch, and Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh. Carr emphasized that the project will move forward without raising property taxes, stating firmly that Rutherford County's hard-earned AAA bond rating will not be jeopardized.
I'm going to say this over and over again. We can do this without raising property taxes.
Carr said, reiterating that the timeline is non-negotiable, but the financing strategy will be fiscally responsible. Meanwhile, Tennesseans may find a financial surprise of a different kind, millions in unclaimed property. The state is currently holding a $193 million in unclaimed funds from sources like dormant bank accounts, uncashed checks, and safe deposit boxes. Residents are encouraged to search for unclaimed money using missingmoney.com's portal or the Tennessee Department of Treasury's official site. State officials stress that 1 in 10 Americans has unclaimed property, and checking takes only minutes. With holiday spending still fresh on many minds, this could welcome news for families across Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and all of Rutherford County. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless seas and sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. A Chattanooga elementary school teacher has reportedly been charged with child abuse against her own children. WTVC reports Heather Pecht faces abuse charges after her own kids told police she bit and scratched them in the Ruby Falls parking lot. Pecht is listed as a teacher at Lookout Mountain Elementary School. Public arrest records show that Pecht was arrested on December 26th. The affidavit says she faces two charges of child abuse. Police say the children are now in the custody of their father. A Blount County deputy has been killed in a car crash while on duty. The sheriff's office says Deputy Justin Mowry died in that crash while in his patrol shift Sunday afternoon, according to the sheriff. Details of the crash were not immediately available, but the incident is being investigated by the Highway Patrol. Mowry graduated from the Sheriff's Department's Regional Training Academy in October 2020 and was assigned to the evening shift as a patrol deputy. In December of 2021, he earned a spot on the SWAT team. We'll keep you posted on arrangements. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Some neighbors in the city of Jackson may be taking advantage of a new way to ring in the new year with fireworks. This is the first year of fireworks being sold within the city limits of Jackson. This seasonal sale began December 18th and will continue until January 2nd. Fireworks can be purchased at available vendors using TNT Fireworks, which has multiple locations throughout Jackson. Fireworks are still prohibited from public parks or government property. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. January wind is blowing. No, it's not. It's December. I guess December wind is blowing.
It's almost January wind.
But your home stays warm and ready for what's ahead. MTE bringing good energy into 2026 and beyond. From MTE, only 2 days away. Don't forget our special New Year's Eve show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
No. We're going to play the hits of 2025 all morning long with uninterrupted music.
Well, that'll be short. Are there any hits this year?
Oh, plenty of hits. There's hits every year.
Yeah. Uninterrupted.
Just because you quit listening to music in 1989.
If it's uninterrupted with no commercials, it'd be a quick day for us.
Yeah.
Of what I'm thinking.
He quit listening to music in 1989. So and because he doesn't like new music, he thinks that no music came out. I told you.
That's why when you go on a trip with him, there's no radio.
Do you listen to new music?
Well, yeah.
What?
Pop 2K?
He's got grandkids.
Yeah, I have to be. Now, I listen to new country now.
Country's big this year.
Because that's what she's in. That's what they're into.
Yeah, but what are you into with new?
I listen to what they listen to. There's a lot of good songs out. You need to get into the 21st century. You're not in the 80s.
But because he doesn't like it.
You're not in the 80s anymore, Debbie Gibson.
Oh, that was a burn.
That was kind
of
cold.
That would be a good topic for tomorrow. Is we could rank through some of the top songs of the year.
Well, there's so many topics we could do.
Yeah.
We should
have done some today.
We're honoring the live celebrities. Maybe we do that in the second hour. But you have some weird facts to tell us about.
Some weird history facts.
Weirdo.
Thanks.
No, weird facts.
Oh.
Northwest, the daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, Northwest, and Prince George of England are the same age. They were born the same year.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Just a little weird fact. Barack Obama is the only U.S. president still to serve under the same version of the American flag that he was born under. The only U.S. president in history to serve, because the flag was changing a lot before it quit changing. He's the only one. Isn't that crazy?
Well, like when Biden or Trump were born, there were only 48 states.
Right.
So.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're really smart.
Thanks.
How old do you think the next president will be if Trump doesn't go for a third term?
Well, I think the next president will be younger.
I do too.
I think they'll both parties will send out there somebody.
Yeah, 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
Speaking of ages, Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank would both be the same age as Barbara Walters if they were still alive today. Although Barbara Walters passed away, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She did. But they were the same age as Barbara Walters. They were all three born the same year.
All right, one more now.
One more. Let's make it a good one. Jimmy Carter lived through, before he passed away, lived through 41% of the entire independent history of the United States. Almost half of the independent history of the United States was lived through by Jimmy Carter.
100 and what?
Well, it doesn't say how old he was. Oh, yeah. He was 100, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was 100 and something. Yeah. 103 or no, he just hit 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just hit 100. But yeah, 40, almost half of the entire history of the country he lived through.
100 of the 250, or when he passed away, it would have been 248. 7, 8, yeah.
Something like that.
Time for some birthdays?
Birthday time.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
To you.
1865, Rudyard Kipling, an English author. He wrote The Jungle Book. 1914, Burt Parks, TV host. He used to host the Miss America pageant.
Oh. That's him singing.
That's him. Just don't make shows like that anymore.
No, they don't.
1931, Skeeter Davis, a singer born in Dry Ridge, Kentucky.
It's the end of the world, 'cause you don't love me anymore.
She passed away. You know, she was married to Ralph Emery at one time.
Skeeter.
Mm-hmm.
Named my dog after her.
Is that really right?
No.
Oh. 1934, Dale Shannon, American rock musician and songwriter.
I'm a walking in the rain. Tears are falling and I feel a pain. I wishing you were here by me.
And in 1942, Michael Nesmith, American rock musician. He played lead guitar in the Monkees.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
And here's a weird fact. Davy Jones of the Monkees was born on the same day in 1945.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
1975, Tiger Woods was born. He's still with us, playing, going to eventually play golf again. Right. And 1984, LeBron James, American basketball forward.
LeBron James?
Local birthdays coming up. Here we go. They're here somewhere. Go ahead, take it on.
Tammy Dyer celebrating a birthday today, as well as Gail Todd, David Wade, Andrea Kane, and Candy Roberts all celebrating birthdays today.
If you would like to add to our birthday list, you can call 615-893-1450. But better than that, if you'll text us at that same number, we need the name, we need who the wish is from, and a phone number, because they could win banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
And I guess that's going to do it, isn't it?
I think that we're out of time.
Baby, we're out of time. 6:55 coming up. We got the weather, our last look at the weather. And then we're going to take a little pause and have some news at the top of the hour.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 23. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, sunny with highs warming into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 26.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the MyMTE app.
Good morning. Just a couple of minor problems out here. It's been pretty quiet so far, but lots and lots of radar as expected actually over the next 24, 48 hours. Looks like it's got a little bit busier through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 westbound, headed towards Hermitage as it tries to build up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 northbound through that stretch of Williamson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or big truck, call the professionals here in Middle Tennessee, STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street, is Amy Swikert, an early childhood education assistant at Holloway High School.
I always wanted to have a house full of children and wasn't able to have my own, so being in education allows me to share my love, guidance, and encouragement with the students every day.
Amy says the best part about her job is loving on the babies each day.
The opportunity to nurture and care for the babies each day, giving them love and attention while their moms focus on completing their education, being able to support both.
This is the CBS Entertainment Report.
We've seen change.
We're looking back on some of the people we had the privilege to talk with over the last year, like Jill and Eddie Vedder.
We're fighting for these kids.
They produced the documentary Matter of Time about a rare skin disease that affects kids.
Just started really small, and now we have this really incredible organization.
And Eddie told me at the premiere that's the bottom line for getting involved.
They can start in little ways, can't they?
Well, it's really true. And then, you know, the energy you put in, too, it's of the limitless kind. That's just goodwill.
You can see it in select cities now. Go to matteroftimefilm.com for more info. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 is our time. No good neighbor because of the holidays.
Aww.
But you can send in nominations. You text neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day, or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. But we do have birthdays, a birthday list, and still time to call in.
Yes, get those into us. 615-893-1450. That is phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. We're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Boy, you're really quick. Now what are we going to do?
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
And how about that birthday list, Brian?
How about it?
Oh, I'll do it. You got it?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Tammy Dyer, Gail Todd, David Wade celebrating today along with Andrea Kane and Candy Roberts. But we could have some more birthdays, so let us know.
And we've already told you how you can do it.
Yes.
So we don't need to do it again.
Probably not.
No. 6:58, we're out of time. It's 6:58 here. No, it's 7 o'clock. It's time for the news. Sorry.
Well, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
U.S. strike in Venezuela.
It's a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
Getting buried.
Another 1 to 3 feet of lake effect snow is forecast in western New York and Pennsylvania.
Day in court for bomb suspect.
Prosecutors are arguing that he's confessed to this already.
Good morning. I'm Christopher Cruz with the CBS World News Roundup. We now have confirmation that the U.S. has for the first time struck a target inside Venezuela. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports from the White House.
While answering questions from the press, President Trump made headlines Monday when asked about a recent strike inside Venezuela, confirming an alleged drug-related site was targeted.
They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats, and now we hit the
area.
But the president didn't say exactly where or when the strike happened. Neither has the Pentagon. He also declined to confirm reports the CIA carried out the strike.
Well, I don't want to say that. I know exactly who it was, but I don't want to say who it was.
News of the attack comes as the Pentagon announced a strike on another alleged drug vessel in the Eastern Pacific that killed two more on Monday.
Will Israel agree to move to phase two of the Gaza peace plan? That was at the top of the agenda when Israel's leader and President Trump met yesterday. CBS's Aaron Navarro reports from the White House.
President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held talks Monday at the president's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. The meeting comes as Israel has continued striking targets in Gaza during the ceasefire agreement reached in October, while Hamas has refused to lay down its weapons.
If they don't disarm, as they agreed to do, they agreed to it, and then they'll be held to pay for them. And we don't want that.
The Kremlin says it will not provide proof of Ukraine's alleged drone attack on one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's residences. More on that from CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace.
Ukraine denies it launched any such attack. President Volodymyr Zelensky called the accusation another round of lies to justify additional attacks against Ukraine and to prolong the war. A Kremlin spokesperson says all 91 alleged Ukrainian drones sent to attack Putin's residence in the Novgorod region in northwest Russia were shot down by Russia's air defense system, so there likely is no physical evidence.
Russia's foreign minister said the military has already identified targets for retaliatory strikes. From the Great Lakes to the upper Midwest to upstate New York, treacherous weather made travel challenging on Monday. CBS's Ian Lee is in the middle of it in Syracuse, New York.
Hurricane-force winds whipping across western New York with gusts up to 79 miles per hour, approaching the all-time record in Buffalo, sent trees falling onto homes and blocking streets. The powerful storm created massive waves crashing ashore up of Lake Erie. In Detroit, the dangerous snow and ice caused pileup crashes on I-75 Monday. Nearly 60 cars and multiple semi-trucks were involved. Part of the highway was shut down for hours. Police say miraculously, no one was injured.
It's been over a decade since I've driven through stuff like this.
In Michigan's Upper Peninsula, near whiteout conditions in Marquette, where more than 2 feet of snow fell in some areas, left cars buried. The winter weather causing travel chaos at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. There, more than 1,200 delays Monday alone, and nationwide, more than 9,000.
I hope we planned it well.
Yes.
As long as we get back. If we get stuck there, I don't mind, but I just want to get out of here on time.
A strong cold front moving through the Midwest produced dangerous and damaging storms. In Illinois, the thunderstorms triggered tornado warnings issued by the National Weather Service. One tornado was confirmed to have touched down in Long Creek, Illinois. This man says it was a scary situation.
In that front room, if we'd been there when the storm came through, the front room's covered in shattered glass and debris that blew through that front window. So it would have been bad.
Fresh, fluffy snow on the ground means ski resorts in the West are open. Great news for those who've been waiting to hit the slopes.
I fell pretty bad in the snow, and I just sunk right through. It didn't even hurt at all. That's the best.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. And it's 4 past the hour.
Through trusted relationships and national reach, CVS Health is uniquely positioned to simplify care. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The man police say has confessed to placing two pipe bombs on Capitol Hill the night before the January 6th Capitol attack is scheduled to appear at a court hearing today. CBS News Justice Correspondent Scott McFarlane will be there.
It's going to be a detention hearing for Brian Cole. Prosecutors have to argue why Cole needs to be held in jail pre-trial. They've already argued that he confessed to being the Capitol Hill pipe bomber, that he did so out of anger or frustration with both political parties and had no connection to the January 6th insurrection. Cole hasn't entered a plea yet. This will be his first appearance since just after his arrest.
About 350 National Guardsmen are being deployed today in New Orleans, and they'll stay through Mardi Gras. Colin Arnold is the director of the city's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness.
We've got a huge contingent of state police and state law enforcement and National Guard, and all hands on deck with the New Orleans Police Department.
Security is tighter than ever because of last year's terror attack that killed 14 people during Mardi Gras celebrations. Now to Minnesota, where federal agents have been raiding daycare centers of all places in response to a viral video. Details from CBS News Minnesota reporter Jonah Kaplan.
Amidst the bitter cold, Minnesota is again feeling the heat from Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem sharing video showing federal agents at several child care centers investigating allegations of fraud.
Healthcare here, healthcare right here.
The tips aren't from the FBI. They're from a video posted this weekend by YouTube. Nick Shirley, which was seen more than 100 million times.
And to another investigation of alleged fraud, Florida Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalis McCormick told reporters outside a federal courthouse in Miami that she's innocent of charges of conspiring to steal $5 million in federal COVID-19 disaster funds.
I am innocent. In no way did I steal any kind of funds.
Sherfalis McCormick was scheduled to be arraigned yesterday, but her attorneys asked for and were granted a delay till late next month. The deep sea search for the mysterious missing wreckage of a passenger jet resumes today.
The seabed search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 will take place intermittently over a total of 55 days, according to the Malaysian government. Officials say it will be carried out in a targeted area assessed to have the highest probability of locating the aircraft. Flight MH370, traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, carrying 239 crew members and passengers, vanished from air traffic radar on March 8th. 2014. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
CBS Health supports people in the moments that matter, from picking up a prescription to connecting care. With nearly 5 million daily interactions and serving 185 million consumers and 1.5 million healthcare professionals, CBS Health holds a trusted place in healthcare. By simplifying care and improving health, we're helping people get the care they need. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
It's made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now, it's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 23. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, sunny with highs warming into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
Good morning. Wrapping up, a couple of minor accidents out here. It's actually pretty light out here at the moment, but busy, of course, around the airport over here at B&A, up and down sections of Donaldson Pike. Expect that throughout the morning as traffic gets a little bit heavier on 65 here the last few minutes coming up through Williamson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call the professionals here in Middle Tennessee. That would be STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Car Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They walk you through it. It's been my experience. What I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Good morning, Angel.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. We're certainly glad you're along with us here this morning. We're snacking on some leftover Christmas snacks here in the studio.
We're allowed to eat anything with Christmas relations.
Not really. I'm not. But you all are.
These pretzel sticks are pretty good.
They are. The pretzel and the crackers. Melissa made these.
It's like a peppermint chocolate.
It's almost cherry flavored, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's almost like a cherry Garcia.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
This is Taco Tuesday. We can talk about it.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Forgot about that.
Same. I don't have anything. I don't have a snack food report.
Well, Oops. You better get to work.
Nope. Too late.
It's not never too late.
We have condensed it to only one segment now.
Yeah.
Well, you know and I did. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't want to do the snack food report.
I'm doing enough research for this show.
No, you're not. You're really not.
I filled John's whole hour this morning.
Oh, feel John's whole hour, but you just leave me hanging.
I've offered 1,000 times, and you never take me up on my offers.
Whoa. It's like everything else you do. You have a suggestion. If you don't like it, you just ignore it. I mean, you don't say no. You don't say, I don't like that. You just go, you just ignore it.
No, nothing.
You just go on. You move on to something else.
Want
to
see a magic trick? Okay.
For the listening audience at home. He had his hand pulled into his sleeve, and the magic trick was pulling his sleeve back to reveal his hand.
Without using my other hand. Ta-da!
Watch that hand gesture.
Don't worry, folks. The show will get better next year.
No, it won't. It has gotten nothing but worse over the last 8 years.
Next year is year 8 of this show.
2,000 shows.
2,000. Yeah. You know, isn't it crazy, John? I haven't showered since last year.
What is that called where you hear where the sounds?
ASMR. Yeah. That's what John's doing.
Yeah.
Can you give us chewing?
Can you give us a little more?
When you're eating, it's called a mukbang.
No, but I can rub my eye.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wait a minute. There you go.
You know, I can do that too.
Can you?
Oh, sometimes. Hold on.
No, I'm not hearing it.
It's only sometimes it does it. It's not today. I'm not having a wet eye day. I'm having a dry eye day.
Let me see.
When somebody's eating on camera, it's called a mukbang. So, really? John, that's what you're doing right now. Oh, I'll join in.
You all have a problem with it?
You got mine.
I'm just telling you, it's good.
It is good.
You're missing out.
Radios all over Rutherford County clicking.
Wait, I gotta get a pretzel in. We've only had cracker.
This is the height of radio broadcasting right here.
Okay. Do you want to join in with some of your chicken picks?
No, I think I'll move along with something here.
What do you think Bart is thinking right in this very moment?
He wish he could fire these three guys.
Well, we are close to the New Year's holiday. In fact, 2 days. Until we celebrate 2026, a month of writing the wrong number on the checks and on everything else, if you even write checks anymore.
Who's writing checks?
You know, Brian.
Well, I hope people here do.
You mentioned Bart. He'd probably he's probably a little more lenient with us because he doesn't want to get up at 6.
No, nobody does.
No.
If you're ever
Which
wondering,
is why we've settled for this.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're ever wondering why this is what's on the air, which you probably are after 45 seconds of me and John chewing.
I'll have you know I've had 3 or 4 people come up to me and say, we can tolerate you. I mean,
that's better than me.
That's a compliment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's better than I wish you were off the air forever. I mean,
I keep hearing people say, I'd rather listen to Coast to Coast.
Yeah, but they're in little notes. Yeah. With, you know.
I did have somebody, what did he say? It was like, bless your heart. Okay, thanks. It's like, you're on the air all the time.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people tell me that. You need to get off the air.
Really?
Well, I mean, I think you're on too much.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're on too much.
I thought you were saying people were telling
me?
You.
You're talking to me?
John, I thought you said people were telling you that you need to get off the air.
No, you need to get off the air.
That is fair. You need to give one up. You need to give one up.
You can't be mornings and mid-mornings and late afternoons and early evenings and whenever else you're on. I mean, it'll... Because when you have that commercial, we go, hi, Brian here. I mean, that's just another thing you're in. I mean, you know.
Well, because that's my bank.
Yeah, I know. But you say it like.
Man, I love my bank.
You say it like everybody knows who you are.
Hey.
Well,
it's
don't
me,
they?
Brian.
Okay.
I'm on the air all the time.
You are on the air. You need to give something up. No, don't tell him that.
Although recently.
You know what he'll give up?
This.
Yeah.
John, what do you mean? That's what I want.
It's the Wake Up Crew, Dalton? With John and Dalton.
Oh, no, not that. No. Somebody the other day even said, you know, I was with him. He said, you know, I had no idea you were Rutherford Weather.
Really?
He even got recognized for that.
His picture's in the corner of the screen.
No. Said, I had no idea that you were Rutherford Weather.
Dalton is supposed to be taking pictures that I can put on there.
For the thumbnail, for the video.
Right. Yeah. For the thumbnail. That's okay. What you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're not talking my language, man. I don't understand anything I was talking about.
Well, you said I shouldn't have
that
picture.
The little picture you see before
you tap
on the video.
But now, he made a good
video.
Point. It probably is good that you, where they know who it is.
Yeah.
They probably need to have your name under it.
Well, it's not like the weather on TV where you see the person and then it cuts to the radar. And then, you know, you kind of like over time. This is like random people are clicking on it. So they want to see the person talking to them and... That kind of thing.
I understand that. I was just saying put his name underneath there.
Well, the thumbnail
Hi,
is what
I'm
you're
Brian Barrett.
Talking about.
Brian here.
What is it again?
It's the picture that
the
you
thumbnail,
say.
Thumbnail? Is that what it's called?
It is.
That is the term. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I wouldn't have known that.
But you're supposed to put a picture on that. It's supposed to be something that captures your attention.
Yeah.
Oh, you certainly capture people's attention.
No.
Ethel! What is that?
I was just doing what I was told that is supposed to, you know, generate clicks.
Is it human honey? I believe so. I believe it's Brian Barrett. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of that that's not human anymore.
That's true, but we all know there's nobody can replace you.
Well, we'll see. Okay, right now, it's
We're
time
out of
to
time.
Check on sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
At the Monday night football game in Atlanta, the Falcons, who were 6-9, upset the LA Rams 27-24 on a 51-yard field goal with under 30 seconds to go. The Rams had trailed 21-0 at the half. Bijan Robinson in victory, 22 carries, 195 yards rushing, including a 93-yard TD run before halftime. He had a touchdown reception as well. The Chargers will rest quarterback Justin Herbert this Sunday at Denver. The Broncos will clinch the AFC's number one seed for the playoffs with a victory this weekend. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will play in their season finale against the Browns. Dallas will start quarterback Dak Prescott again Sunday at the Giants. Notre Dame coach Marcus Freeman is staying with an enhanced contract reportedly. In the NBA, Miami ripped Denver 147-123. Nuggets star Nikola Jokic left the game with a knee injury.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. we can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:22. It is a Tuesday morning, and despite it being a holiday week after Christmas, it's New Year's week, we still have Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday, Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday, Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday, Taco.
And on this Taco Tuesday, I've got some stuff for you.
Some restaurants you might want to check out in 2026.
Let's see. Los Trojos Cantina is opening up on Medical Center Parkway.
Yeah, it's open.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Or it is open, yeah.
That's a new fancy one.
New big old Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
I tried to get in, and there was nobody there, and they didn't have enough servers to get me seated. So I have not tried it yet, but I will soon.
It's family-owned and the 11th restaurant that they've brought. Or that they have.
It's fancy looking.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you have to look fancy in the medical center.
It's got those two big horses out front, big horse statues.
While their standard favorites are fajitas and chimichangas and enchiladas, they have the, is it birria?
Yes.
Birria ramen.
Ramen?
Uh-huh. Tender, slow-cooked birria in a rich, flavorful broth with ramen noodles, cilantro, onions, and a soft-boiled egg.
Have you had a birria taco?
No, I have not.
It's very good. It's like a beef taco, shredded beef, with cheese, and then they give you a little side of beef broth to dip your taco in.
Oh.
It's very good.
They have a Oaxaca burger, locally sourced beef topped with melted Oaxaca cheese and crispy bacon paired with lettuce, tomato, onion, and mayo.
Wow.
Carne asada fries.
I love carne asada
fries.
He's
going to read the whole menu.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things that they have on the menu.
Carne asada fries are one of my favorite. Oscar's has some real good carne asada fries.
I like Oscar's.
You're in the mood. Yeah.
I don't ever go there, but I like it.
Now that I live where I live, I'm there quite frequently. So
they have one on my side of town, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see.
Right, and you have a SoCali over there, too, I believe.
Nobody's made it to In-N-Out yet.
Nope,
right?
Not yet. Still too busy.
Yeah.
They keep that meat fresh. That's what they say.
Yeah. I've been once. I've been out of state, but I just have not been to ours yet, and it's good.
Let's see.
Is it worth the two-hour wait?
Definitely not. Okay. I don't think any burger on... Jack Brown's burger is not worth a two-hour wait.
No.
Wonder which is better. I've heard a lot of people giving their opinions on In-N-Out, and a lot of the opinions are you need to try Jack Brown's.
Yeah, but
for
they're different.
Burger.
They're different restaurants. In-N-Out is a fast food restaurant. Don't rate it with the same.
Somebody says you need to ask for the fries like I read somewhere that you want them kind of crispy, you know, like cooked a little longer.
Uh-huh.
That they don't think they're as good when they're not cooked as long.
They're
animal fries or whatever.
From what I remember, they're very similar to like Five Guys fries.
Yeah,
they're not like a McDonald's fry where they're super crispy. They're a little soggier, but still like cooked all the way through.
Well,
and
they cut their potatoes.
Right.
So just like they do at
And they have Five Guys. A Neapolitan milkshake that's supposed to be out of this world.
Mm.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's the problem. I think people are going to go in expecting sit down quality restaurant, and it's still a fast food restaurant, you know? Like, clearly, a chicken sandwich from...
Particularly where it's located.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So, there was a similar hype with Whataburger.
Yeah, but Whataburger's bad. No, it's not bad. It's just I don't like it.
Well, I mean, there was a similar hype, and then that tailed off. And, in fact, their fourth restaurant that was built in Murfreesboro, the newest restaurant... is now closed. The one on Memorial.
I have had from...
I think they expanded too big. Too
quickly. I think so. Maybe. I think they did that. I also don't think Whataburger is quite as good as In-N-Out, personally.
That location is kind of weird, too.
It is. And
but it's not that hard to get in and out of.
Well, no, sorry, I mean, there's a light there.
No pun intended. but there is a light there. But I think by the time you get on Memorial and you're going through that traffic, that's a really high density area right there. I think you kind of bypass it. I mean, I think you just sometimes, it's not going to be one of those where you go, oh, there's Whataburger. I think I'll
when
have
you,
a, you know.
Go,
but there was never a line there like there was at the one on Old Fort or Medical Center.
I think you're right. They opened too many too quickly.
And you're right. At that one, you're right next to a Sonic. You're just a minute away from Panda Express and Chick-fil-A and Nukes and
McDonald's,
Taco Bell, Slim Chickens. There's just so many options within like 5 minutes of that place. And I think that probably hurt that location.
But there are also that many things on Medical Center Parkway.
Sure.
You got
Once
just
again,
about
I just,
I'm not sure about fast food, though. Would right. they? I mean.
Yeah. I mean, there's the Culver's and the McDonald's is right there.
But that's it, really.
I guess
there's a Zaxby's way further down on Medical Center.
I'm just saying, you go past what the Sonic, and then you go, and it just jumps on you. I
and
think it's just not. I just don't think
right
it's a good location.
Yeah. Apparently, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Okay, 728. This is the Wake Up Crew.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
When my husband died, my son called me and wanted me to come and live here. My oldest son lives here with my two grandchildren and my four great-grandchildren, and he's a wonderful blessing to me.
This is Shanda McDaniel, the Community Relations Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix, on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fuel
fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, 7:30, friends, on this Tuesday morn. It is the 30th day of December, and it's episode 1816 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Tammy Dyer, Gail Todd, David Wade, Andrea Kane, and Candy Roberts.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, you need to get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And we're giving away some banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Very well. Nicely done, fellas. Thank you so much for that. And it's time to check on the local
this
news.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day.
Thanks, John. And here is a check of traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 23. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, sunny with highs warming into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
In the last few minutes over here with more volume, especially around the airport there at B&A on Donaldson Pike right near the interstate. Expect delays over there throughout the day as traffic gets a little bit heavier through the Mount Juliet area here in the last few minutes. 40 going westbound as you push on into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck when you're on time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Immigration enforcement efforts have sharply escalated across Tennessee in 2025, with Nashville and surrounding areas, including Rutherford County, experiencing the effects. In May, a coordinated ICE raid in South Nashville resulted in 196 arrests, with traffic support from the Tennessee Highway Patrol. According to the Department of Homeland Security, nearly half of those arrested had prior convictions. Still, advocates like Lisa Sherman Luna from the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition warn the impact reaches far beyond criminal enforcement, creating fear in immigrant communities. Congressman Andy Ogles supports the tough stance, saying deportations are essential to national safety. As immigration arrests surge, particularly in counties like Robertson and Wilson, the tension between enforcement and civil rights continues to grow. Meanwhile, there's a rare bright spot for Tennessee drivers, especially in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and the rest of Rutherford County. Regular unleaded gas prices dipped to $2.32 per gallon on average, making the area one of the cheapest places to fuel up statewide, with Tennessee averaging $2.45 per gallon, well below the national average of $2.82. Rutherford County ranks among only 8 counties offering prices under $2.33. Surrounding areas like Bedford and Wilson County saw slightly higher prices, while Williamson County remained the most expensive in the state. According to AAA and GasBuddy data, the state has consistently maintained lower gas prices than the national average over the past 5 years. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hey guys, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers. When I have customers come in, they have pieces of jewelry that have just sat in their jewelry box for years and years. But my question to them is why? Why are you not wearing it? 99% of the time, it's because they don't like the style of it anymore. You have the diamonds to work with.
remake a piece of jewelry into a style that you'll wear. So come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, News Radio WGNS. 7:35 and it's time for Name.
Name That Tune.
That tune.
And the first tune.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Rock around the clock.
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Bill Haley and the Comets.
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Rock, we're going to
and jump. Guess the year.
19.
Go ahead.
58.
I'm thinking 55.
54 was the correct answer. Close.
Very close on
gosh,
that.
You got to get too much info. You know, you got to get everything.
Right. Name that tune.
Breach Boys, Surfing USA. 1963.
That is correct. A clean sweep.
Wow, 2 for 2 real quick.
Name that tune.
I've been losing sleep.
Oh.
Dreaming about the things that we could be.
Sing Stars. No.
Sam Smith.
Something like that. I'm going to say 2013. I'm going to guess the year.
Counting Stars?
Counting Stars sounds right. It is Counting Stars 2013. One Republic, name of that.
One Republic.
Oh, close.
Got the year and the name.
Yeah, you did.
Name that tune.
I got to hear a little bit of this. I know it. Okay, come on. Carly Simon, You're So Vain, 1972.
That is correct. Queen's clean sweep.
Wow.
Again, John.
How about that?
Name that tune.
Barracuda?
Wow. That is not
no.
it.
No.
Guarantee you this played at the credits of at least one episode of Scrubs.
Long introduction.
Uh-huh. It might be an instrumental, who knows?
Let's see.
I'm lost.
I'm only pretty sure that I can't take anymore before you take a swing.
Any guess?
No.
This is How's It Gonna Be by Third Eye Blind, 1997.
I've never gotten that one.
Third Eye Blind.
Name that tune.
Thinking this is Fleetwood Mac. I have no idea, but that's my guess.
It is not.
Sweet okay. Dreams are made of these, right?
Of this, but yes.
Okay, yeah.
It's Eurythmics.
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 Eurythmics. Yeah. Okay.
Guessing the year?
1987.
83. Earlier than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Certainly is.
Name that tune.
Oh, you know this one, Dalton.
This is...
Got that moves like Jagger.
But who sang this song? Maroon 5?
That's right.
Yeah. Maroon 5.
I'm gonna toss 2011 out.
That sounds good to me.
2010, Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger.
Nice.
Cough bite.
Name that tune.
Sean Kingston. Your way to
beautiful. This beautiful girl, Sean Kingston. He's in jail now. 2006.
Play a little of that. I like that.
When you say it's over.
That's close.
Oh. All right.
Name that tune.
Sounds like the 80s to me.
It's 80s for sure. Hmm. Once they start singing, I think they'll know it.
Get high, I get to know your name.
no idea. If I Get to Know Your Name, is that the song?
Devo.
No. No. Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round, 1984.
You Spin Me Round.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
One more quickie.
One more.
Name that tune.
Girl, you're getting
a Mac Davis, Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Yes, want to guess the year?
1972.
That is it. John,
all
full
right.
Sweep again.
Here we go. Name that tune on the Wake Up Crew.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:42 as we put a nice little bow on today's show, a Tuesday Wake Up Crew, December 30th, episode 1816, and New Year's Day, just 2 days away, friends. A new year is coming up.
Same old you.
Yeah, well, maybe not. From the first sip to your last stop, start your day with 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee as they fuel the Wake Up Crew with 20,000 flavor combinations to mix and match. Everybody's got a favorite at 7 Brew, brewing kindness one visit at a time.
Now
open in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, coming very, very soon in Laverne and all across Middle Tennessee.
To clarify, they have not fueled us with all of those flavors at once.
No, that would take forever.
Right. Just wanted to make sure people knew.
Well,
so we're being honest.
Yeah, but, well, we are. But we get fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Today, no good neighbor of the day, but that doesn't mean that you don't have some work to do. You can send in nominations. We need good neighbors, and it's all listener-driven, so help us out with that. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day. Or just head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. That gets them to us here as well. We'll resume with the good neighbor of the day next week, and we've already got a few from this week. You can go ahead and send in more. We'll have them on right here on the Wake Up Crew.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
What is a mouse's favorite game?
I don't know. What?
Hide and squeak, squeak, squeak.
Replay.
That joke was terrible, and so it got a terrible rating. Your first terrible in our new joke rating system. Congratulations. That baby laugh also just makes me angry for some reason. It does. I don't know why. That baby laugh just, it makes me viscerally
like
angry.
Pinching it or something.
Yeah. Probably. Aww. He probably was.
Nobody pinches a baby. Well,
you pinched me.
Well, I didn't like you.
Well, that's fair.
So, what have we learned today?
That's
on the
fair.
Show?
We talked about weird things in history.
Yes.
Weird history facts.
Weird historical facts.
We talked about new restaurants and reports on some that have gone by the wayside.
Tomorrow, we talked about how tomorrow we're going to do our celebration of life, mm-hmm. people who passed on this year. We played a little round of Name That Tune 2 days in a row.
Again? That never works.
Now
he lost his mind.
Now he's stealing other people's impressions.
Well, that was yours, yeah.
Yeah.
And he couldn't remember the word.
Well, it's...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Again? That trick never works. Buckle up my sleeve.
But it wasn't a trick. Was the thing, and I was trying to think of what it would be.
I was just doing the impression for you.
That segment never works.
Yeah.
Hmm. You guys should do it together. You do Rocky, and he does Bullwinkle.
Oh, you want to do Bullwinkle? I thought you wanted to do Rocky.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He does Rocky, you do Bullwinkle.
Okay. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
What? That trick never works.
Buckle up my sleeve. Yeah, he did it differently.
Well, I don't know either what it is.
You've said it right 3 times in a row.
That trick never works.
Boy, I'll be glad when the new year gets here.
I won't.
New year, new show.
Really? We're going to have a new show? What's it called?
What is our rebrand? Let's just go ahead and wrap it up. Well, let's wrap it up at our 2000th. Let's count down to our last show.
It's the Wake Up Crew 2.0.
Good morning, Burrow. Good morning, Murfreesboro.
No, we've got, we'll keep this Wake Up Crew, but we do have a new way
clothes.
To exit the show.
And that's going to be it for today. So long, everybody. And what's yours?
I'll talk to you later.
And Brian?
See you at the game? I don't know. I know what I can say. You're out of time. Oh, that's the wrong one. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time. We're out of time. Who's that singing?
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
Mick Jagger.
Rolling Stones.
Doesn't sound like them, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Well, we are out of time. We thank you for joining us. And if you miss part of the show, hey, wake up early tomorrow. We'll be here bright and early. See you then.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 23. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, sunny with highs warming into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market. Bundle up and make your